welcome to Simply Save podcast from Money Control, a show where we discuss all things money. I'm your host, Kirtana Tiwari. The annual income tax return filing season is here. It has arrived later than usual as the due date for filing returns was pushed to November 30 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. It may be a tedious exercise, but it also provides an opportunity to avail tax deductions that you might have missed claiming while submitting investment declarations to your employer in Jan or Feb. This year, the due date for filing tax returns for the financial year 19-20 was extended from July 31st to November 30, 2020. To understand how to go about claiming these tax breaks now, we have with us Preeti Kulkarni from the Money Control Personal Finance team. Hi Preeti, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me here, Ketna.
Can you explain to us what are the deductions that we can claim before November 30?
Well, yes, Ketna, due to the COVID-19 induced lockdown, many of us were not able to make our tax saver investments under Section 80C before March 31st, which is the original deadline for making these investments. So the deadline was then pushed to July 31st. So for example, if you made tax saver investments under Section 80C or paid your health insurance premiums under Section 80D between April and July 2020, it is obvious that they wouldn't be part of your investment declaration. Because we usually submit our investment declarations to our employers in Jan or Feb at best. So besides, you could have missed the deadline set by your employer to submit investment proofs during these 2 months, Jan and Feb, that is. So as a result, what would have happened is excess tax would have been deducted from your salary in the months of January, February and March. You can now claim these deductions while filing your income tax returns. This apart, there are some deductions that usually do not form part of our investment declarations. For example, donations made under Section 80G. So these typically have to be claimed only at the time of filing returns. So this apart, you should also take into account some lesser known tax deductions, such as tax relief on rent paid, preventive health checkup cost, that is up to 5,000 under Section 80D. And a savings bank account interest of up to 10,000 under Section 80TTA. And this apart, salaried employees are usually entitled to house rent allowance. This amount is tax exempt. And if you have missed claiming this at the time of filing investment declaration, you can make up for it now. You can claim it in your tax return form. Even non-salaried individuals, self-employed professionals, for example, who are staying in a rented accommodation, they can also claim tax benefits under Section 80GGG. In addition, even non-salaried individuals, for example, self-employed professionals who might be staying in rented accommodation, they can also get tax benefits under Section 80GG on rent paid. The eligible amount is the lower of actual rent paid in excess of 10% of their total income, 5,000 per month or 25% of your total income. So these are some of the deductions that you can claim at the time of filing return.
Okay. And could you explain the process to incorporate these details into tax returns?
As I mentioned earlier, the deadline for making tax saver investments was extended from March 31st to July 31st, 2020. So you will have to specify the investments that ought to be considered for financial year 2019-20 in the new tax return form. These tax return forms were notified on June 1st. So, and in case you are non-salaried and want to avail of the tax break on rent, as we discussed earlier, you will also have to file an additional form 10BA along with the tax return. Essentially, you can largely claim all tax benefits that you might have missed out on earlier at the time of filing return and claim a refund for any excess tax that might have been deducted by your employer.
Right. And do we need to attach scanned copies of investment proofs while filing returns?
No, not really. You don't have to. But what you have to do is you have to ensure that you preserve the Section 80C investment proofs. For example, you might have invested in ELSS or you might have purchased a life insurance policy. So those proofs you have to preserve. If you have purchased it online then or made investments online, like, it wouldn't be difficult at all. All those would be saved in your mailbox anyway. But there could be school fee receipts because tuition fee paid for your children is also eligible for deduction under Section 80C. So those receipts you have to make sure that you preserve, and of course, and also health checkup receipt. Many of us forget to retain medical checkup receipt despite undergoing tests regularly. It could be as simple as blood sugar test that many diabetics undergo every 3 months or so, but we don't really store the document somewhere. But we should, so that we can claim the deduction of 5,000, subject to the overall Section 80D limits.
If they're not needed to be scanned, then why is it so important to safeguard them?
Well, that is to ensure that in future you don't face any issues. So if in future the Income Tax Department issues a notice alleging discrepancies and asks for proofs, then you can produce these receipts and bills. Likewise, if your salary includes non-taxable components like conveyance, fuel, or internet reimbursement, you make sure that you do not lose the cab or fuel receipt. Now, if you've traveled by, let's say, Ola or Uber, then again, the bills are mailed to your mailbox. And of course, it's available on the app as well. So that wouldn't be difficult. But fuel bills and internet reimbursements, you have to ensure that you save digital copies at least, scan the bills and save it in your mailbox so that you can respond to the tax notices in future, if any.
Right. Preeti, in the overall filing of tax, is there any other recent steps or processes that people need to know?
The tax return forms were notified long back this year, but because of the COVID-19 pandemic, they had to be re-notified on June 1st, because as I mentioned earlier, you will have to specify. Now, for example, you would have made certain investments under Section 80C. Let's say you invested in an ELSS fund on, let's say, May 31st. So that is technically in this financial year, that is financial year 2021. But you're filing returns for the financial year that has just gone by, 1920. So you will, in the return forms, you will have to specify whether the investment made by you on May 31st should be taken into account for 1920 or 2021. So that is one major change in these tax return forms. And so these extended dates, that is the reason why the process is going to be slightly difficult or slightly different than earlier. So that is what you have to bear in mind. It makes sense to, before you start filing your return, ensure that you have all the documents, your bank statements, your Form 16, and any investment proofs, as we discussed earlier. You gather all of that and then start filing your return. So that will make the process easier.
Okay, thank you so much, Preeti, for all these details.
Thanks, Deepika.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Simply Save. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.